Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for a Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
And good morning to you. Welcome into the morning program right here on KNEL 95.3 FM and 1490 AM in Brady and live on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. Glad to have you with us for today on this Wednesday. And this morning, it's our pleasure to have Brady Mayor Tony Groves with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Howdy. How are you today?
I am good. The weather is pretty good, kind of fall-like out there. It's kind of nice. And it's going to get a little bit more fall-like tonight, I guess. It's, the weather these days seems to be on a roller coaster. It's going to be warm and then cool and warm again. And I guess we just sit back and enjoy it and make the best of it. Don't know any other thing to do.
Not much we can do to change it.
No, we can't. So you're looking well this morning.
Thank you. You are too.
Okay, thanks. Brady City Council met last night for a regular session. Had a fairly short agenda, but nonetheless, had an agenda. City Council is working. What are we doing?
Well, we started at 6 o'clock, as we always do, and started with an invocation and a pledge of allegiance, public comments, had one individual come and talk to us, provide a lot of information about some potential options for upgrading the fire station. Uh-huh. Different choices than our plan at this point. A lot of interest in that, a lot of discussion. And since the update was on the agenda, in an individual item, we were not constrained to just listening with no discussion. And it was a pretty healthy discussion on the whole thing, and a lot of interest and some intention to go back and look at the suggestions that were made to use the plans from a different fire station in lieu of our current plan, which was to upgrade the police station and convert it into a fire station. So no specific action items on that one. No consent agenda for this, even though it was on the original agenda. We had a typo on the date, and so the consent agenda next time will include the minutes from the 2nd of November as well as the 16th. No presentations, no public hearings, and 5 individual concerns that started with the discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding approval of Resolution 2021-26 to enter into a finance contract with the Government Capital Corporation for the purpose of procuring 2 zero-turn mowers, one for the parks folks and one for the airport, and 6 self-contained breathing apparatus for the fire department for a total cost of $73,875. A lot of discussion on that, mainly focused on whether to pay that sum for those items outright or to finance it. In the end, it came down to the discussion that in the budgeting process, we had planned to finance those items. They are in the budget, but a significant difference in paying them off over a 7-year time frame, even though there was some discussion about the wisdom of doing that with the average lifetime of the mowers only 6 years. So we'd be paying, potentially paying, another year after we had traded those mowers off and gotten new ones again in our cycle. Also some statements about from the city manager to say that just as we do with vehicles for the city, to have a long-range plan of when we phase them in, to do the same thing with the mowers so that we don't have a spike in our finances to purchase those things, that we spread it out and not have to purchase two at the same time. So with all that discussion, and like I said, the main element of the discussion was whether to finance as we had planned in the budget or to go ahead and pay outright for those things. A rare split decision, 3-2, the motion passed to go ahead and finance those. Item B, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding providing supplemental funding to the Brady Golf Association to purchase a greens mower for the Brady Municipal Golf Course. They have worn out the greens mower to the point that you can't really sharpen the blades anymore, and the need for a new mower to do that. There was some discussion about repair of the existing one or purchase of a new one. The Brady Association, in fact, had basically reserved one and were prepared to pay for the greens mower. Greens mowers are very expensive.
I would think so.
And so different options, whether to fix only the blades for a little over $12,000 or to fix the blades in the boxes for about $23,000 or to go ahead and buy the mower in the ballpark of $35,000 for that mower, as I said.
Very
expensive because the length of the grass on the greens is critical to that. So the decision was made after much discussion that the Brady Golf Association will buy the mower, and the city will pay to rent the mower from the Golf Association over the time period to wind up paying for half of the mower. That all falls in line with the legality of donating a sum of money to the Golf Association as a 501c3. With tax money, you can't do that, but we can rent a piece of equipment from them. Mm-hmm. And so that was the decision to do that, with the actual drawing up of the agreement for that to be accomplished and passed at a future meeting. Next was discussion, consideration, and possible action to approve resolution 2021-27, voting for McCulloch County Appraisal Board of Directors for the 2022-23 term. Four names on the list that were nominated with sufficient names. The ability to vote for three is what the letter from the tax appraisal office said for us to do. Discussion about the whole thing. Brady, the number of votes that you have in this process is based on the property tax that you collect. Needless to say, the school is a big player in that, so they have lots of votes. The city has less than 7% of all the votes, and after a little bit of discussion, the decision was to give all 201 of our votes to Reed Williams as the person that we pitched in. All the rest of the voters on that will put theirs in, and they'll let us know who the winners are to replace the individuals that are at the end of their terms. Then discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the city manager updates for the fire police station upgrade and the animal control. A lot of that focused mostly on animal control at this point, with the other discussion having already taken place earlier in the meeting, and the intention to almost start back over, and even some consideration for relocating it out of the G. Raleigh White complex. So that's kind of back to the drawing board, and the decision was to take no action directed from the council, let the city manager work on what they want to do, and come back with a different presentation on the animal control facility. Some emphasis on members of the city council to make sure that we comply with our intention to have our animal control facility be an animal control facility and not an animal shelter, with the restrictions that animals that we take in to that facility were on a 72-hour hold, and then the appropriate actions will be taken if somebody picks them up sooner than that, or some agency that we do deal with wants to take them and transport them to somewhere else, or the animals get euthanized. But it would be a 72-hour whole facility rather than a couple of weeks potentially waiting for somebody to rescue those animals. Again, it was planned as an update with some discussion, so there was no action. Then discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding vaccine mandates. A lot of discussion on this, and a lot of input from the citizens that came to the council meeting to discuss that. In particular, our packet had contained a Big Spring executive order from the city that said they would not allow, the way they phrased it, they would be a sanctuary from mandates that dealt with vaccines. And as our discussion continued, a citizen that was there for the discussion added another resolution from another city that covered those items as well as some others in the resolution, and in the end no action was taken in terms of doing that, other than to direct the staff to draw up a resolution. I should mention that for Big Spring, they did an executive order. Apparently, their charter allows them to do executive orders from the mayor. Our charter does not. So we'll do a resolution, and basically the intention of the resolution to be drafted and approved at the next city council meeting says that the city of Brady will not mandate that city employees be vaccinated, and they will not release information, medical information, in accordance with HIPAA that seems to have been completely disregarded through this whole process. HIPAA being the Health Insurability and Portability Act that Congress passed as part of the law about protecting people's health information.
I thought that was sacrosanct.
And records. And
supposed to be.
All the instruction that I've gotten, both when I worked full-time at Texas A&M, was you could be in really, really big trouble if you violated HIPAA to the point of shielding your screen on your computer if you were looking at some kind of records that included health information, and somebody might look over your shoulder and see it. So, and obviously the focus of that is if somebody comes and wants information about city employees that dealt with their vaccine status, the cities won't release that information. And of course, the conflict that's going on with the Eighth Circuit Court and the temporary delay on that OSHA action. And it would include the comment of not releasing other private information that the city may have in the personnel department, as well as the health information that's there. Again, action to follow on a later one. We took a recess at 8 o'clock, got a quick bite to eat as we got ready to go into the executive session that we had. We had staff reports without questions on those, and just for the folks that are listening out there, remember November 25th and 26th are Thanksgiving holidays for the city. The city will be closed on those days, Thursday and Friday, and trash pickup will take place on Wednesday the 24th for both Thursday and Friday on that one day. So get it out there early, or you're going to wind up keeping it till the next week. December the 7th will be our next council meeting. December the 10th, the employee Christmas party at 6 p.m. at the Civic Center. A member of the council with a birthday on the 13th that was mentioned in the agenda for Larry Land. Regular council meeting, second one on the 21st of December for those who may want to go. And then the holidays, one of those unusual split holidays that Friday and Monday. Friday the 24th of December will be a holiday and it will be closed, so the shift will be looked at and confirm it, but it probably Thursday will pick up Wednesday and Friday will pick up Thursday on that week. And then Monday is also a holiday, so there's a four-day weekend in there for Christmas. No other announcements were there. We went into an executive session at 8:14, or we came back from our recess at 8:14 and went into an executive session. And the required reading item prior to doing that we read in the open session was pursuant to Section 551.074, Personnel Matters. City Council will meet to deliberate appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of a public officer or employee, with a specific focus on the acting city manager, Aaron Corbell. It's not that we do all of those things that were listed, but the Texas Open Meetings Act requires us to read that paragraph, and that covers that. So there was discussion that with the city manager about personnel matters. We finished that at 8:33 and came into open session to announce that we had taken no action there and no action was required in the open session, and we adjourned at 8:34. So a little over 2.5 hours for a fairly short agenda, and folks very quickly departed the facility and we shut it down. And it was a good discussion with a lot of city participation in both the questions about the building upgrade of our fire facilities, as well as the discussion on release of vaccination information. The other thing that I expect will be pointed out in a resolution is the city has no authority to mandate that a business would require masks or vaccination of all the employees. That's exactly what the big discussion is with the federal government and the governor's executive order that says there will be no mandates, as well as the item that's been codified in law by the Texas legislature that says there'll be no vaccine passports that are out there for folks in the state of Texas. So if a business, whatever business it might be, decided that they wanted to require people to show proof of vaccination, they can do that. The city has no control over what an individual company does, and we certainly have no authority to mandate or prohibit a business establishment from doing that. When you look closely at the governor's executive order, it doesn't say that individual businesses can't require
do what they want to. It's just
so if you're going to a doctor's appointment and the doctor's office says we'd like to know your vaccinated status and you choose to give it or choose not to give it, and they say, well, we'll go to a telephone call for this visit to the doctor. That's their business and not something the city controls.
It apparently, basically the bottom line is the city government has no authority to say you can or you can't do something as far as the business is concerned.
As far as the businesses are concerned, and we certainly have the authority, which will be in that resolution, to say that we're not going to release the vaccinated status of any of our employees,
right,
and we will not mandate our city employees to get vaccinated. That's their business, and our intention would be not even to ask the question about that.
To go back a minute just to the discussion about the fire facility, fire station, and so forth. Do I understand that basically you're sort of stepping back and going to take another look at what the plans were and see if there's some changes ought to be made, and maybe even to the point of starting over if you decide that's necessary?
I think it might be more accurate to say that we are taking a look at a proposed option to doing that. We haven't stopped the process of modifying the current police station into a fire station. But at the same time, we will look at those plans and talk about that. All those discussions keep coming back to the impression that if somebody other than the city built a facility for the fire department and then allowed the fire department to rent it or gave it to the city for the fire department, that you wouldn't have to meet a lot of standards that building it as a government entity would require. That's a little bit shaky from my standpoint. Certainly, if I think the spirit and intent of it is, if it's going to be a government building and you're going to operate out of it and maintain it, that an architect's certificate, an engineering certificate, and those things in the planning, which are very expensive to do in the process, would be required. Again, spirit and intent. If a city were to say, hey, if you go build this where we have no oversight other than you comply with building codes, and then sell us the building afterwards after it's already built and we take it to operate out of, I don't think that really, my opinion is that that's not really the spirit and intent of the rules. But if we were to find a facility that could be modified a little bit to operate the fire department, it, part of that whole discussion, too, was that the location there on Elm Street, I believe it is, one over from Blackburn, is not the ideal location for a fire department. With the main things that were mentioned in the discussion is when you get a heavy rain, that street that comes right by here, the radio station, looks a bit more like a creek than
it does,
or sometimes a river than it, and so there was some concern that the streets on either side of that facility would potentially hamper a response to a fire based on those conditions, and that there would be a better place, and one of the better places that continues to come up is the older hospital area that gives you a lot more access from a lot more space. Directions, and actually gives you, if you go a couple of blocks over from that location to 11th Street, it gives you a traffic light that could expedite the movement of the vehicles, and it gives you a little bit better start on development to the south side of town, and access, a little bit quicker access to Bridge Street if you're going to the north side, or you go around out at 87 and that kind of thing. So that's going to be considered, but we haven't scrapped the plan that we have right now.
So the plans are moving ahead. The animal control, that's also in the sort of
and that
reconsideration status
has
as well.
Probably a higher probability of moving. A certain amount of work was done there in the G. Raleigh White complex down at the end of the I'll call them the red stalls that are there just about at the end of the stalls before you get to the cinder block buildings that are down there. And there was a lot of dissatisfaction with what was done. They will remove the asphalt that they had put in the facility and remove the walls that the metal walls that are inside there, put a lot more concrete down, contrary to what may be an intuitive look, is the question about how much concrete do you put down and why would you put down concrete in the area where dogs would, when they get outside their stall for exercise, why would you have concrete? And the answer is disease. If they're operating in grass or dirt, that promotes some really bad diseases for both dogs and cats. And so you have a bit more concrete than might be intuitive to the average person looking at it. That will require some modifications. The state folks that regulate animal control facilities were also concerned about the environmental situation with those open-air stalls that were there. So the plan had migrated to roll-up doors on the sides so that you would get some control, and then fans in the summertime in some large heaters that would be part of that. There is sewage drains were another part of that, drains that could better promote cleanliness out there as part of that. But again, the focus is animal control, 72 hours holding, to give people a chance to look at the animals that are there if they want to rescue them or get their animal back if it had been picked up by the animal control folks. Some little bit of discussion about a second vehicle for the animal control folks, because the plan right now is that we'll pick up a contract with a nearby city to do the euthanasia for you rather than have our folks doing that task. A certain amount of emotional connection to euthanizing an animal that you can get very connected with in only a few hours, much less 72 hours.
It's a short period of time. So, and the police department, that one's moving ahead.
Everybody seems to be very satisfied with taking the old cafeteria and using the plans that had been developed before by the company that looked at the plans, both for a modification of the police station into a fire station and the cafeteria into a police station. That wasn't the original plans that they drew up, but with a slight modification, they could do that. Police department seems very happy with that that plan. Not so much with the fire department.
Okay. So we move ahead.
Yes.
All right.
Small steps.
Small steps. Well, you know, we're talking about these things are going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, and you know, when you really look at it, and it was mentioned by council member that way back when they were serving on the council before, those three items were items that needed to be there when I became the mayor, which is now approaching 9 years ago. Those were big ticket items in our comprehensive plan to upgrade those, and we designed a combined fire EMS facility out at the G. Raleigh White Complex, back over a little bit closer to where the gas gateway is, at the end of the parking lot that's there at G. Raleigh White. And it was just deemed to be too expensive to do that, so they're, and, you know, we're back at looking at those options, and it never fails that when you try to modify something that's out there, the cost seems to rapidly approach what it would have been for a new facility.
Build a new one.
And so you wind up swallowing that pill even though you didn't want it.
True. Okay.
So we... of course, the city wants to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and I know, as being a member of the Hunger Coalition and the different things that people are trying to do, and I applaud the advertisement that you had earlier today about the Thanksgiving dinner Sunday afternoon for folks that want to sign up for that for free. So... I think those are neat things. Brady is a very caring community for people that are in need, and so we celebrate that. We applaud that, and we wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas. Incidentally, bell ringing starts Saturday the 20th.
That's this Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday,
the Salvation Army.
Yep.
And your appointed time is?
From noon to 2 o'clock, but I won't be there this Saturday because I'll be at a football game in College Station doing my duties with the cannon crew.
Okay. But you'll be there Monday?
I will.
That's the plan.
And every day that they're doing that, I'll be out there banging that bell.
You told me you got your hat out.
I got my hat out and my bell out.
You're ready.
So I'm ready to go.
Okay, good. Thanks very much. Brady Mayer, Tony Grove.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.